أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يظاهرون من نسائهم ثم يعودون لما قالوا فتحرير رقبة من قبل أن يتماسا ذلكم توعدون به والله بما تعملون خبير. In the beginning ayats of Surah Mujadala, previously we heard about the person Aws ibn Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a sahabi who gave his wife Khawla bin Thayyiba, he gave her a what we call zihar. That is, previously before Islam, if a person wanted to divorce his wife, then he should tell, make zihar. And he should tell her, Anta kazahri ummi aliyya. You are like the back of my mother to me. That means now she is haram on him. In Islam, this was not permitted. But when this incident took place, then until that time, there was no ruling from Allah Ta'ala. Then afterwards, Allah Ta'ala sent a ruling. And Allah said that by saying those words, a woman doesn't become your mother. But you have to give the kafara for saying those words. So that was when people had just accepted Islam from the days of ignorance, and it applied moreover at that time. However, now the kafara Allah explains in this ayat, if a person does say this, then talaq doesn't take place, but were the zihar, the kafara, the compensation for taking that wrong, saying those wrong words, that happens, and a person has to give the kafara. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُظَاهِرُونَ مِن نِسَائِهِمْ. Or جو لوگ ماں کے بیٹھے اپنی عورتوں کو. Those people who call their mothers in this way, or their wives, and they say that they are like haram to them, as the mother is haram on them. Those people who say that, ثُمَّ يَعُودُونَ لِمَا قَالُوا. پھر کرنا چاہے وہی کام جس کو کہا ہے. And then they wish to return to that same work, what they were saying was haram upon them. That is, they want to have intimate relationships again with that wife of theirs, and they have made the zihar, they have sort of made her haram upon him. Now what must they do? What is the compensation? What is the kafara? فَتَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَتَمَاسَ. تو آزاد کرنا چاہیے ایک مردہ پہلے اس کے کہ آپس میں ہاتھ لگائے. Then they should free a slave. The husband must free a slave before he touches her. That is, before having an intimate relations, and all the things that lead to an intimate relation, like touching, kissing, holding, etc., all that also is not permitted until one slave is freed. ذَلِكُمْ تُوْعَذُونَ بِهِ. اس سے تم کو نصیحت ہوگی. By Allah Ta'ala fixing this, that you have to slave, free one slave, in that case Allah Ta'ala is admonishing you that don't do such a thing again. And also at the same time that other people take a lesson, that when a person will say this to his wife, then I will be also in the same problem. I will have to save, free a slave. So that is an admonishment from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. اور اللہ خبر رکھتا ہے جو کچھ تم کرتے ہو. And Allah is fully aware of all that what you do. So if you made the zihar, you've made your wife haram upon you in this way, then first you must give the kafara, and if you don't, Allah is fully aware of what you do. Then we can see that how practical Islam is, and how Allah is fully aware of our conditions, and what circumstances we find ourselves in, and how much solutions Allah Ta'ala has given. Not only that you free a slave, today there are no slaves even if you want to free a slave. Or even when there were slaves, perhaps a person did not own a slave, so he couldn't afford it. He can't free a slave. So in that case, فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ. پھر جو کوئی نہ پائے. A person who doesn't have a slave, he can't afford to free a slave. فَصْيَامُ شَهْرَيْنِ مُتَتَابِعَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَتَمَاسَ. تو روزے ہیں دو مہینے کے لگاتار پہلے اس سے کہ آپس میں چھوئے. Then they have to keep fast for 60 days, 2 months. And this must be consecutive, continuously. That person must keep rosas for 2 months. If he hasn't got the money or there are no slaves available to free, then he must keep for 2 months rosas consecutively. And only after that can he go and touch his wife and or hold her or whatever further he wants to do. But before that, he cannot. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِيْ فِرْ جَوْ كُوْ يَا نَا كَرْ سَكَيْ. A person who can't do this also, that is, he's not in a state to keep 2 months rosas also. His health does not permit him, his age does not permit him, and he can't keep 2 months consecutive rosas. فَإِطَامُ سِتِينَ مِسْكِينَ. جو کھانا دینا ہے ساتھ محتاجوں کا. Then he should give food to 60 people. For 60 people every day, he should feed. What is the normal standard food for an average person? According to that, he must feed. Then only will he now be permitted to go back to that, the meals of 60 days. One meal per day, he should give for 60 persons. And then the wife will become again halal on him, and the kafara has been paid. ذَلِكَ لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And all these rules of the kafara of zihar are very much written in detail in the kitabs of jurisprudence in fiqh. If a person needs, he should refer to those kitabs, or he should see a mufti, and then he should follow the rules there. And this all Allah Ta'ala says, I've made it so that you have proper iman on Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, not only the claim in your heart that you have got iman, but that you follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. That is the practical proof that you have got iman in your heart and you follow the way taught to you by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for that reason, وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. Or ye hadith bandi hai Allah ki. And these are the limits that Allah has set. And now Allah is watching that who observes these limits and who does not observe the limits of Allah Ta'ala. Of course, that is a private relationship with your wife, or in this case, sort of ex-wife, but nobody else might know, but Allah fully knows. So Allah has set these limits, and we must maintain these limits. وَلِلْ كَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Or مُنْكِرُوا كَ وَاسْتِ عَذَابٌ هِدَرْنَاكٌ. And those people who deny the laws of Allah Ta'ala, for them is a painful punishment. So we must observe the laws of Allah and believe in it also and practically prove it also. Then a person is a true slave and servant of Allah, for whom Allah has promised great, great things in the year after. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا.